So we'll start the 8th chapter today. It's very important for all of you to attend this. Why? Because it is the Ratta Bija Vadha. Handling the desires and passion. We all need Bhagavan's grace for that. So whoever wants to manage their desires and passion and attachment to things, very natural to be attached. So they need Bhagavan's grace.
Om Athashtamodhyayaha Dhyanam Om Om Namaschandikai.
Let us do the Dhyana Shlokam first.
Om Arunam Karuna Tarangitakshim Arunam Karuna Tarangitakshim Dhrita Pashankusha Bana Chapahastam Dhrita Pashankusha Bana Chapahastam Animadi Bhiravritam Animadi Bhiravritam Mayukaihi Ahamityeva Vibhavaye Bhavani Animadi Bhiravritam Mayukaihi Ahamityeva Vibhavaye Bhavani.
It's a very beautiful verse. It is presented as the Dhyana Shloka, even Lita Sahasranamam. It is for Ahangraha Upasanam. That is, we say, Vibhavaye. The verb is Vibhavaye. Vibhavaye means I meditate. See, Bhavayami, Vibhavayami. Same meaning Vibhavaye. It's Upayapadi. So Vibhavayami, Vibhavaye means I meditate. Upon whom? Devim. Bhavanim Vibhavaye. Aham Bhavanim Vibhavaye. I meditate upon Devi. As what? Aham ityeva. I meditate upon Devi as myself. I meditate upon Devi as I am. What is this I am? Existence consciousness. I meditate upon Devi as I, the self, am the consciousness existence. Bhavanim aham iti eva. Aham vibhavaye. I meditate upon Bhavani Devi as I, the consciousness, the existence. Aham iti eva vibhavaye. Then which sort of Devi do I meditate upon, invoke upon myself, as myself? I see Devi as myself means what? I see Devi, invoke Devi in myself. Because an I become what? Alambanam. This I is Devi. So Devi is invoked upon I, myself. Okay. Arunam. So Arunam is adjective first. Arunam. She who is. Let me come one by one. Karuna Tarangita Akshim. Karuna Tarangita Akshi. Akshim. Karuna Tarangita Akshi means she whose eyes are filled with the compassion. Tarangita. So she whose eyes are exuberant with the compassion.
She whose eyes are filled with compassion is Karuna, means compassion. Tarangita Akshim. She whose eyes are filled with compassion. Karuna Tarangita Akshim Bhavanim Aham Vibhavaye. The next one. Dhrita Pasha. Dhrita Pasha. Dhrita Pasha Ankusha Bana Chapa Hastam. Dhrita Pasha Ankusha Bana Chapa Hastam. So Dhrita Pasha Ankusha Bana Chapa Hastam. I mean, she who is endowed with Pasha nose, Ankusham, Ankusha, sword, Bana, arrow, Chapa, bow. She who is endowed with, or she who has Pasha, noose, Ankusha, Ankusha, the curved sword, Bana, arrow, Chapa, bow. She who has all these things in her hand, she's called Dhrita, Pasha, Ankusha, Bana, Chapa, Hastam. Karuna, Tarangita, Akshim, Dhrita Pasha Ankusha Chapa Bana Hastam. Then Animadibihi Avritam. Anima Mudaliyavehalal. Anima is one of the eightfold occult powers. Anima. In Dakshinamurti Stotram, I taught you. I do not know whether you remember that. Anima, Garima, Mahima. Anima, Garima, Mahima, Lagima, Ishitvam, Vashitvam, Anima, Mahima, Garima, Lagima, Ishitvam, Vashitvam, Prakamyam, eight. They are the eightfold siddhis. And these eightfold siddhis are all what? Manifestations of Devi only. Therefore, animadibhi avrita, surrounded. And mayukaha means ray of light. Mayukha means ray of light. So mayukaihi means by the rays of light. Mayukaihi, by the rays, ray of light. Mayukaihi, by the ray of light. So she who is surrounded, avrita surrounded, she who is surrounded by the rays of light and eightfold occult powers, anima, garima, mahima, laghima, prakamyam, vashitvam, ishitvam. Anima, mahima, garima, laghima, vashitvam, ishitvam, prakamyam. Have you got eight? Have you got eight?
We got seven. Anima, Mahima, Garima, Ishitvam, Vashitvam.
Lagima, Lagima. Anima, Mahima, Garima, Lagima.
Yeah.
Anima, Vashit. Garima, Mahima, Lagima, Vashitvam, Ishitvam,
yeah.
Prakamyam, Pragalbha.
The list is Anima, Mahima, Lagima, Garima, Praptihi, Prakamyam, Ishitvam,
Pragalbha.
Yeah. Yeah. See, in Dakshinamurti Uttam, when I did it, I explained this eight months.
So anima adibihi means by etc. Anima mudalevehalal suyappattaval. So she who is surrounded by the power such as anima. The mantra doesn't say. So let us rewrite all those things. Okay. Then we have this one more word is there. Aruna. First, Aruna means she who is tawny in color. She who is she who is lustrous. That's the meaning, Aruna. She who has the luster of redness, red color. So Arunam, she who has the luster of redness, red color. Karuna Tarangitakshim, she whose eyes are filled with compassion. She who is endowed with nose, curved sword, arrow and bow in her hands. And she who is surrounded by rays of light and eightfold occult powers such as anima. I meditate upon that Devi Bhavani. Bhavani means the source of existence. That Devi, I meditate upon as myself. Aham iti eva. Nanagave bhavane nan dhyanikire. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay, this verse. Om Arunam Karuna Tarangitakshim Dhrita Pashankusha Bana Chapahastam Animadi Bhiravritam Mayukaihi Ahamitteva Vibhavaye Bhavani. Om Rishiruvacha Chande Chanihate Daitye Munde Chavinipatite Bahuleshu Chasainyeshu Chaiteshva Sureshwaraha. Chande cha nihate daitye munde cha vinipatite bahuleshu cha sainyeshu chaiteshva sureshwaraha. We saw last class Rishi was talking to the king. So what happened? Now first we saw this Shumba and Nishumba sent Dhumralochana, who was slain in 6th chapter. In 7th chapter, Chanda and Munda, they were slain along with the big huge armies. And now, all of them have been slain. So now, Maharishi is telling what happened in the battlefield later on. Maharishi is talking to the king, Suratha, and Samadhi, the merchant. Chande chanihate daitye munde chavinipatite bahuleshu cha sainyeshu chayite shvasureshwaraha tatah kopa paradhina cheta shumbhav pratapavan tatah kopa paradhina cheta shumbhav pratapavan udyogam sarva sainyanam Daityanamadideshaha Tatah kopa paradhina cheta shumbhav pratapavan Udyogam sarva sainyanam Daityanamadideshaha. Okay. So here, these two verses we see together. Chande daitye nihate. This is Sati Saptami. When the demon, Daityaha, the demon, Chanda, Chande Nihate, Daitye Chande Nihate means when the demon Chanda was killed, Nihate, when Nihata is a participle, killed. Chande Daitye Nihate, when the demon Chanda was killed. Munde cha vi nipatite. And cha, and when Munda, the demon Munda also was killed. Vinipatite felled, killed. Bahuleshu saineshu cha kshaiteshu. See, nihata, vinipatita, kshaita. All the words mean the same. Different verbs, but same meaning. Bahuleshu cha saineshu. Bahuleshu saineshu cha kshaiteshu. When bahuleshu many, saineshu armies, kshaiteshu, when many, many huge armies also were destroyed. Shaiteshu were destroyed. So when Munda was destroyed, when Chanda was destroyed, they were killed, and when many, many huge armies were destroyed, Pratapavan. Pratapavan means the person of great strength. It's called Pratapavan. The valorous person. Pratapavan, Asura Ishwaraha, the king of Asuras, the king or the lord of demons, known as a very strong, Pratapavan Asureshwaraha, highly valorous, king of demons, Pratapavan Asureshwaraha, Shumbaha, Shumba, Kopa Paradhina Chetaha, Kopa Paradhina Chetaha means the one whose mind was totally given to anger. Means angry minded. Kopa Paradhina Chetaha means the one whose mind was enslaved by anger. Means one whose mind is given to anger. Which means one who is very angry. Angry minded. So this highly valorous lord of demons, Shumbha, Kopa Paradhina Chetaha, the one whose mind was enslaved by anger, means one who was very angry, angry minded, Daityanam Sarvasainyanam, Udyogam Adidesha. He ordered Udyogam means the job of fighting. He ordered the job of fighting of all the armies of Asuras. So Daityanam Sarvasainyanam Adidesha means he gave an order to all the armies of demons to fight against Devi. Daityanam Sarvasainyanam to all the sixth case, but mistake it as a fourth case. He ordered for all the armies of demons the job he ordained, commanded, that's the meaning, the job of fighting with Devi. Who? Kopa Paradhina Chetaha Shumbaha. Pratapavan Asureshwaraha Kopa Paradhina Chetaha Shumbaha ordered all the armies of the demons to fight against Devi. When the demon Chanda was killed, and the demon Munda was killed, and when also so many huge armies were destroyed, then he angry minded, he said, all the armies of demons to fight against Devi. This is the meaning. Is it clear? ततः कोप पराधीन चेता शुंभ प्रतापवान उद्योगं सर्व सैन्यानां दैत्यानां आदिदेशः. ओके, नेक्स्ट सेंटेंस, नेक्स्ट वर्स. अद्य सर्व बलै दैत्या षडशीति रुदायुधाः. अद्य सर्व बलै दैत्या षडशीति रुदायुधाः. कम्बूनां चतुरशीतिर्निर्यान्तस्वबलैर्वृताः. अद्य सर्व बलै दैत्या षडशीतिरुदायुधाः. कम्बूनां चतुरशीतिर्निर्यान्तस्वबलैर्वृताः. अद्य सर्व बलै दैत्या षडशीतिरुदायुधाः. कम्बूनां चतुरशीतिर्निर्यान्तस्वबलैर्वृताः. अद्य literally means today. We take it as now. Udayudhaha. Udayudhaha means holding the weapons. Udayudhaha, the demons who are holding the weapons. Shadashitihi. Shadashititaha. Shad ashiti means shat means 6. Ashiti 80. Shad ashiti means 86. So shad ashiti daityaha 86 demons sarva balaihi. With all armies, balam means army, with sarva balahi, with all armies, kambunam chaturashitihi. Kambunam means from the lineage of Kambu, from the dynasty of Kambu. Kambu is the name of a person. So people who are born in the lineage of, people who are born in the family of Kambu, kambunam, Chaturashitihi 84. So 86, now 84. Again 84. Swabalaihi, with their own armies. Vritaha, surrounded by those armies. Niryantu. So he ordered, come on, today. Okay, adya. Today, now. Niryantu. May all get out. Niryant literally means get out. Get out of this place to go and fight against Devi. And he says, holding the weapons as the holders of weapons, Shadashiti Taha Daityaha, 86 demons, Sarva Balehi, with all the huge armies, Kambu Naam Chaturashitihi, and those who come in the family of Kambu, and 84 people from there. 84 people surrounded by their armies. Swabalaihi Vritaha. So 84 people of Kambu family, 84 demons of Kambu family, surrounded by their armies, and 86 demons surrounded by their armies, all of them should leave now. To fight against Devi. This is his instruction. Is it clear? Sar adya. Sarva balaihi. Daityaha shadashitihi. Udayudhaha. Kambunam chaturashitihi. Swabalaihi vritaha. Niryantu. So, there must be big leaders. 86 leaders with their groups of armies. And 84 demons of Kambu lineage. All of them, surrounded by their people, they all should leave, go fight against Devi. Okay, next. Koti viryani panchashad asuranam kulani vai.
Koti viryani panchasha dasuranam kulani vai. Shatam kulani dhumranam nirgacchantum magyayam. Koti viryani panchasha dasuranam kulani vai. Shatam kulani dhumranam nirgacchantum magyayam. Now, koti viryani பஞ்சாஷத்து அசுராணாம் குலானிவை சத்தம் குலானி தூம்ராணாம் நிர்கச்சந்து மமாக்யா. நோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் செகண்ட் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் நிர்கச்சந்து நிர்யாந்து ஆல் த வேர்ட்ஸ் மீன் த சேம் கெட் அவுட் ஃப்ரம் ஹியர் ஓகே நிர்கச்சந்து மீன்ஸ் வாட் லெட் தம் ஆல் கெட் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிளேஸ் டு கோ அண்ட் ஃபைட் அகேன்ஸ்ட் தேவி நிர்யாந்து நிர்கச்சந்து நோ ஹி சேஸ் நிர்கச்சந்து மம ஆக்யா ஆஸ் பர் மை ஆர்டர் All of them must leave this place now to fight against Devi. And who are they? He says, Koti Viryani Asuranam. Koti Viryani Asuranam means there are demons. He says, Panchashat Kulani. Panchashat Kulani means 50 families, 50 groups. Panchashat means 50. 50 groups of demons. Asuranam panchashat kulani means 50 families or groups of demons known as koti viryani. There are 56 demons, the 56 families of demons known as koti viryani. Koti Viryas. So Koti Viryas is the name of the some families. So 56 families of demons. Asuranam Panchashat Kulani. Koti Viryani, known as Koti Viryas. Then Dhumranam Shatam Kulani. Then 100 families associated with the Dhumras. Okay, the families of Dhumra. Then 100 families of Dhumra. 100 families belonging to Dhumras lineage. 50 families of demons of known as Koti Viryani. All of them, Mama Agnya, as per by order, Nirgachantu. Come on, let them all get out of this place to go and fight against Devi. Is it clear? Okay. So, Panchashat Asuranam Panchashat Kulani, Koti Viryani Asuranam Panchashat Kulani. So, 50 families of demons. The demons of 50 families known as Koti Viryani families and 100 families of Dhumravarna, Dhumra, all of them, Mama Agyaya, as per my order, Nirgachantu, let them all go. Get them all get out. Then he says, Kalaka Daurhrida Maurya, Kalakeyastatha Suraha. Kalaka Daurhrida Maurya, Kalakeyastatha Suraha, Yuddhaya Sajja Niryantu, Agnaya Tvarita Mama. Kalaka Daurhrida Maurya, Kalakeyastatha Suraha, Yuddhaya Sajja Niryantu, Agnaya Tvarita Mama. Now, Kalakaha. Now, Kalakaha, again, the people of the demons of the family of Kalaka, lineage of Kalaka. Kalaka is the name, one demon. So, demons born are demons of Kalaka lineage, Kalakaha. Daurhrudaha means the demons of Daurhrida lineage.
Mauryaha, demons born in the lineage of Mauryas, Muravamsha, Muras. Then Tatha, Kalakeyaha, Asuraha, the demons of Kalakeya lineage. So many lineage of demons. Look at this. So many demons. Mama Agyaya, as per my command, order, Tvaritaha, fast, quickly, Tvaritaha means in a hurry, Sajjaha means prepared with the weapons, Sajjaha means prepared with weapons, Niryantu, let them all leave. Niryantu means let them all leave from this place and go. That's the meaning. Niryantu means let them leave this place and go quickly to fight against Devi. Now, who are should go now here? In this third mantra, in this verse, she says, Kalakaha, Daurhridaha, Mauryaha, Kalakeyaha, Asuraha. So all these demons of different lineages. So demons of Kalaka lineage, demons of Durhrida lineage, demons of Mura lineage known as Mauryaha, and demons of Kalaka lineage known as Kalakeyaha, all of them, Mama Agnaya, by my order, by my command, Tvaritaha, quickly in a hurry, Sajjaha, prepared with weapons, ready with weapons, Niryantu, should leave this place, should leave and go to fight. That's the meaning.
Ityagnyapya surapati shumbho bhairavashasanaha. Ityagnyapya surapati shumbho bhairavashasanaha. Nirjagama mahasainya sahasrair bahubhirvritaha. Ityagnyapya surapati shumbho bhairavashasanaha. Nirjagama mahasainya sahasrair bahubhirvritaha.
So, now, Bhairava Shasanaha. Bhairava Shasanaha means the person of frightening, the person known for his frightening governance. The person of frightening governance is called Bhairava Shasanaha. Bhairava means frightening. Shasanam means governing. And Shasanaha means the ruler of frightening governance. Who? Shumbha. The Shumbha. Asurapatihi. Ityagnyapyasurapatihi. If you break it, iti agnyapya surapatihi. You break it, iti agnyapya surapatihi. Agnyapya means having ordered, having commanded. Iti agnyapya, having commanded thus, asurapatihi, not surapatihi, asurapatihi. Okay, iti agnyapya, ityagnyapya, asurapatihi, the lord of demons, shumbha, bhairavashasanaha, the person of frightening governance, bahubihi, mahasainya sahasraihi, Vritaha surrounded by Mahasainya Sahasrai, surrounded by thousands and thousands of huge armies, many Bahubihi many Mahasainya Sahasraihi, many thousands of huge armies, Vritaha surrounded. Nirjagama, Nirjagama, he had left. He had left means what? He had left means left for, left means he has gone to the battlefield. That's the meaning. He also left. So now he had said, he ordered all these demons also to go. Finally, he himself also is going, Shumbha. So how does he go? That is said, Bhairava Shasanaha Shumbaha Asurapatihi Bhairava Shasanaha Shumbaha Iti Agnyapya, having commanded thus, this Bhairava Shasanaha Asurapatihi Shumbaha Mahasai Bahubihi Mahasaini Sastrehi Vrataha Nirjagama. So this Shumbha, the lord of demons, the person of frightening governance, surrounded by thousands of many huge armies, he also had left the place. Ayantam Chandrika Drishtva Tatsai Nyamati Bhishanam. Ayantam Chandrika Drishtva Tatsai Nyamati Bhishanam. Jaswanaif Purayamasa Dharani Gaganantaram. Jaswanaif Purayamasa Dharani Gaganantaram. Now, Chandika, Ati Bhishanam Tat Sainyam Ayantam Drishtva. Chandika, Ati Bhishanam Tat Sainyam Ayantam Drishtva. Dharani Gaganantaram Jaswanehi Purayamasa. So Chandika Devi, Ati Bhishanam Mahatat Sainyam. Now Chandika Devi, what did she do? Ati Bhishanam means very frightening, very highly frightening. Ati Bhishanam Tat Sainyam, that army of Shumbha. Tat Sainyam, that army. Ayantam, coming. Drishtva, having seen. So seeing that very frightening army of Shumbha coming. Ayantam, varuvadai parthu. Atibhishanam, tat sainyam, ayantam, drishtva. Devi, dharani gaganantaram. My God, dharani gaganantaram means, dharani means earth. Gaganam means sky. Antara means in between. So, in between the earth and sky, jaswanaihi purayamasa. Devi filled, purayamasa, Devi had filled. Purayamasa puritavati. Chandika purayamasa. Chandika puritavati. Chandika Devi had filled. Filled what? Filled this space in between earth and sky. Devi filled this whole space in between earth and sky with what? Jaswanehi, with the noise of the string of her bows. Means the way she pulled the string of the bow, that made a noise. Jaswana, swanaha means noise, sound. Jya means a string of the bow. Jaswanaihi means what? The noise caused by the string of the bow is called jaswanaha. Jaswanaihi, with the sounds caused by the sounds of the string of the bows, Devi filled the whole space in between the earth and sky. Seeing that army, very frightening army of Shumbha coming, is the meaning of the verse. So Chandika Devi, miha bayankaramana Shumbhanudaya senaiyai paarthu, varuvadai paarthu, bhumikkum aahayathirkkum idaiye, the non ஒலிகளால் நிரப்பினாள். இங்கே சண்டிகா ஃபில் த ஸ்பேஸ் வித் ஹியூஜ் நாய்ஸ். ஆயாந்தம் சண்டிகா திருஷ்ட்வா தத் சைன்யம் அதிபீஷணம் ஜாஸ்வனை பூரயாமாச தரணி ககனாந்தரம் தத சிம்ஹோ மகாநாதம் அதீவ கிருத்தவான். See, whenever Devi makes noise, lion also makes noise. Lion doesn't keep quiet. When Devi makes noise, lion also, that's the same thing. Tata simho mahanadam ativa kritavan ripa. Because lion stands for dharma, you see, that's why. Tata simho mahanadam ativa kritavan ripa. Ghanta swanena tannadam ambika chopa brahmayat. தத சிம்ஹோ மகாநாதம் அதீவ கிருத்தவான் ரிப கண்டாஸ்வனேன தன்னாதம் அம்பிகா சோப பிரம்மயத். So now he is addressed. Nripa, hey Nripa, Nripa means what? Oh king. That, who is addressing now? Don't forget. The Rishi is addressing the king. Rishihi is addressing the king. He was telling the story, remember? We are all listening to the story narrated by the Rishi to the king. So the king, now Rishi is addressing the king. Nripa, O king, Tataha thereafter, when Devi made a huge noise of strings of bow in between the earth and sky, seeing this, the frightening army of Sumban coming, then what happened? Tataha thereafter, O king, Simhaha, the lion also, Ativa Mahanadam Kritavan. The lion also caused a huge, very huge noise. Ativa, very Mahanadam, huge noise. The lion also caused very huge noise. Ambikacha ghantaswanena tam nadam upabrahmayata. And Ambika also, what did she do? Ghantaswanena, by causing the noise of the sound of the bell, Ambika Devi also, ghantaswanena, by the sound of the bell, swanaha means sound, by the sound of the bell, தம் நாதம், that's that lion's sound, உபபிரம்ஹயதா means what? She aggravated or she increased. உபபிரம்ஹயத் means she increased that noise, that sound of the lion. Is it clear? Okay. Dhanurja simha ghantanam nada purita dingmukha ninadair bhishanaih kali jigye vistarita nana. Dhanurja simha ghantanam nada purita dingmukha நிநாதைர் பீஷணை காலி ஜிக்யே விஸ்தாரிதானனா. What a preparation, what an imagination, how difficult it is to kill the thoughts, you know, not easy. That is why so much the description is such. தனுர்ஜ்ய சிம்ம கண்டானாம் நாதா பூரித திங்முகா நிநாதைர் பீஷணை காலி ஜிக்யே விஸ்தாரிதானனா. நவ் தனுஹு தனுர்ஜ்யா. தனுர்ஜ்யா மீன்ஸ் நாட் திஸ் ஸ்ட்ரிங் ஆஃப் த போ இஸ் கால்ட் தனுர்ஜ்யா. ஜ்யா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்ட்ரிங் ஆஃப் த போ. So dhanurjya, string of the bow, and the simha, lion, ghanta, bell, nada apurita dingmukha. See, nadaha, noise, sound, apurita, filled, ding, dik means direction. Now, Devi is there, Devi is standing there, having all the directions filled with the sound, cause sound of the bell, lion, and the string of the bow. Okay. Dhanujya Simha Ghantanam Nadena Nada Apurita Dingmukha. So Devi is standing, having all directions around her, filled with the huge noise caused by bell, lion, and strings of the bow. Okay, second line. Ninadaihi Bhishanaihi Kali Jigye Vistaritanana. See, now Kali Jigye. Jigye means Kali stood shining. That's the meaning. Kali had stood shining. Something very different meaning. I'll tell you later on. Kali Jigye means Kali stood shining. And how? Vistarita anana. Vistarita anana means what? Having kept her mouth open. Don't be frightened, okay? I cannot do that now. I can't show you. Like this. Very funny, isn't it? Vistaritam ananam yasya yaya sa vistarita anana. So Devi, a vangada vanga. That's the anti-attitude, okay? I'm going to munch and bite and gulp all of you. That's the meaning. So vistarita anana kali jigye. So having her mouth opened widely, as a wide opened mouth, she stood there shining. How? Bheshanaihi nadaihi. With the frightening noises. Okay. So with the frightening noises and having all the directions filled with the huge noise caused by bell, lion, strings of bow, Devi stood there as the one with opened mouth. She, Vistaritana, Tiranda Muhatte Udevalaha, Tiranda Vaina Udevalaha, that's the meaning. Devi stood, Vistaritana, Devi stood there shining. Okay. Tanninadam upashrutya, Daitya Sainya is Chaturdisham. Tanninadam upashrutya, Daitya Sainya is Chaturdisham. Devi Simhastatha Kali. Saroshaiv parivaritaha tanninadam upashrutya daitya sainyais chaturdisham devi simhastatha kali saroshaiv parivaritaha. Now chaturdisham tanninadam upashrutya. Now, see that noise of Devi. Tan ninadaha. Ninadaha means what? That noise. That noise, that sound, okay, caused by Devi. Upashrutya, having heard that sound. Upashrutya, having heard that sound of Devi. Chaturdisham, reverberating on four directions. Chaturdisham tanninadam upashrutya. Means what? Chaturdisham tanninadam upashrutya. Sorry, upashrutya. So having heard that huge noise reverberating in four directions, saroshaihi daitya sainyasi. By the angry armies of demons, Devi Simhaha Tatha
Kali, Devi, Ambika Devi, Simha Lion, Tatha Kali, also Kalika, Parivaritaha, they were surrounded. So Devi, Ambika, Simha's Lion, Tatha Kali, Kali Devi, all three of them were Parivaritaha, surrounded. By whom? Daitya Sainyehi. It's a passive voice sentence. Daitya Sainyehi. By the demon, by the armies of demons. And how were they? Saroshehi, who were very angry. Okay, the Devi, La Ambika Devi, Lion and Kalika were surrounded by the armies of demons who were very angry. And how did they become angry? Because they heard Devi's noise pervading all four directions. Chaturdisham Tanninadam Upashrutya. They got very angry. Having heard that, all the sound of Devi pervading all four directions, they got angry. And by those angry armies of demons, Devi Ambikas, Lion Simha, Tatha Kali, Parivaritaha, surrounded. Okay, I'll do one verse and stop. Just two verses, I will stop. Etasminantare bhopa vinashaya suradvisham bhavayamara simhanam ativirya balanvitaha. Etasminantare bhopa vinashaya suradvisham bhavayamara simhanam ativirya balanvitaha. Brahmesha guha vishnunam tathendrasya shaktayaha sharirebhyo vinishkramya tadrupais chandikam yayuhu. Etasminantare bhupa vinashaya suradvisham bhavayamara simhanam ativirya balanvitaha. Brahmesha guha vishnunam tathaiva indrasya shaktayaha sharirebhyo vinishkramya tadrupais chandikam yayuhu. Now the rishi is addressing the king again. Hey Drupa, sorry, Bhupa, not Drupa here, Bhupa. Bhupaha, Drupaha mean the same. Hey Bhupa, O king. Hey Bhupa, Hey Nripa, same meaning. Bhupaha, Nripaha. Nice two short two-letter word. Bhupaha. Hey Bhupa, O king. Etasmin antare. Etasmin antare means between, na, by now, in bit. Idakka yedayil. Etasmin antare. In between, this time, what happened? Suradvisham vinashaya. Suradvisham vinashaya. Suradvish means enemy of the demons. The enemy of devas. Suradvish also means demon. Suradvisham vinashaya means asuranam vinashaya. Suradvisham vinashaya means asuranam vinashaya. For the etasmin antare, in the meantime, okay, etasmin antare, in the meantime, suradvisham vinashaya, for the destruction of demons, amarasimhanam bhavaya. Amarasimha means devas. The word amarasimha means devas. Suradvish means asuras. Therefore, suradvisham vinashaya, for the destruction of demons, amarasimhanam bhavaya. Bhavaha means wellness. For the wellness, welfare of devas and for the destruction of demons. Okay? For the destruction of demons and for the protection and the wellness, welfare of gods, devas, Ativirya balanvitaha. Ativirya balanvitaha. Ativirya balanvitaha means
those who are endowed with great strength and valor, ativirya balanvitaha, mahesha, sorry, brahmesha vish, brahma isha guha vishnu nam, brahma, sorry, brahma isha guha vishnu nam, tatha eva indrasya shaktayaha. See, the powers of, amazing, this is something nice, very interesting to know. Shaktayaha, plural of the word shakti. Shaktihi singular. Shaktayaha, powers, plural. Shaktayaha, the powers of Indra, look at this, powers of Brahma, Shiva, Guha, Subramanya, Vishnu, the Lord Vishnu, and Indra. Okay? The powers of all these devas, all these gods, Brahma, Isha, Guha, Vishnu Nam, Tatha Indrasya cha Shaktayaha. The powers of Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Subramanya and Indra, all their powers, Sharirebhyaha, from their bodies, emerging from Vinishkramya, having emerged from their bodies, all the powers, and with their forms, they all went into Devi. Chandikam Yayuhu. They all reached Chandika. That's all. Very nice. Two verses means what? Now, the beautiful verse is, all the powers, which are the powers? Highly valorous, strong powers of Brahma, Isha, Shiva, Subramanya, Vishnu and Indra, emerging out from their bodies with their forms, they all reached Devi. Devi is also very powerful now. Why did it happen? Amarasimhanam bhavaya, for the protection, the welfare of devas. Suradvisham vinashaya, for the destruction of demons. Meanwhile, in the meantime, all their powers also, emerging from their bodies, assuming their bodies, reached Devi. Beautiful. He Bhupa, Yetasmin Antare, Suradvisham, when they all reached, they all surrendered Devi, all the demons, when Devi, Ambika, Lion, and the Kalika were surrounded by these angry armies of demons, in the meantime, okay, Idakkedile, He Nrupa, He Bhupa, O King, Suradvisham Vinashaya, Amarasimhanam bhavaya ativirya balanvitaha brahma isha guha vishnu nam tatha eva indrasya shaktayaha sharirebhyaha vinishkramya tadrupaihi chandikam yayuhu. Beautiful. Asurargalai azhippadarkum devargalai kaappadarkum mihum balam porundiya shakti vaainda balam porundiya பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு சிவன் சுப்பிரமணியன் இந்திரன் இவருடைய சக்திகள் எல்லாம் அவர்களுடைய உடம்புகளிலிருந்தே வெளிக்கிளம்பி அந்தந்த உருவங்களோடையே தேவி அடைந்தன. சோ ஆல் தி பவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி தேவதாஸ் ஹவ் கம் டுகெதர் ஒன் ஜாயின்ட் தேவி ஃபார் தி வெல்ஃபேர் ஆஃப் தேவாஸ் அண்ட் ஃபார் தி டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் டீமன்ஸ். சி ஆல்வேஸ் ஆல் பவர்ஸ் ஹாவ் டு பி டுகெதர், ஒன்லி தென் strength is possible. Okay. Om.
Swamiji, can I ask you? Sharire Bhya, who's a Sharire Bhya here?
Brahma, Isha, Guha, Vishnu Nam, Tatha Eva Indrasya Shaktayaha, Tesham Sharire Bhya.
Okay.
From their bodies.
Thank you, Swamiji.
So Shaktayaha, see Shaktayaha, Yayuhu, Chandikam Yayuhu. All those powers reached Chandi. tadrupehi in their forms. But ka shaktiha, which powers? Powers of Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva and Indra, sharirebhyaha vinishkramya, from their bodies. The powers of those devatas having emerged from their bodies. Is it clear? Yeah. And they reached Devi. So that what? Why did they join? For the protection of devas. Bhavaya. For the wellness, welfare of devas. And for the destruction of Suradvisham Vinashaya. Suradvish is a demon. Another word for asura. Suradvisham Vinashaya. For the destruction of demons. And Amarasimhanam Bhavaya. Rakshanaya. For the protection of devas. Ati Virya Balanvitaha Shaktayaha. These powers of Deva, all these devas, Brahma, Shiva, etc. And those powers are endowed with the tremendous power and energy. There's a description of power also. Ati Virya Balanvitaha Shaktayaha. No, they Yayuhu Devim, they reach Devi. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.